たのはダニエルが神様を礼拝しているのを知っていたので、もうこれが一番いい方法だと思ったわけです。
The other people who were working for the king knew that Daniel and his friends worshipped another god and they did this every day.
その前ハムさんたちがタイに行った時にライオンを触ってましたよね。でもそんなライオンじゃないんですよね。
If we think about it, that last, not this past summer, but the summer before that, the Hammond family went to Thailand and there was a zoo and they were petting tigers.
でもこのライオンはもう来たら食べちゃう、食べられちゃうようなそういうライオンなんです
ね。But this wasn't a quiet big cat like that, but rather these were lions that were hungry and wanted to eat you.
皆さん、もし神様礼拝したらライオンに食べられちゃうって言われたらどうしますか？
If you were told that if you worship God, you will be thrown into a den of lions, what would you do?
はい、平気だと思う人。
If you would really pray, that everyone can see you praying, would you pray in that way and you're going to be thrown into a den of lions? How many of you would be okay with that? Not a lot of volunteers. Yay, we got one.
もうね、私美味しくない美味しくないって言っても多分ね、食べたいです。
Even if you say to the lions, I don't taste very good, they'd probably be eaten anyway.
特にこの最後の説を見ると本当に不思議なんですけど、ダニエルはこの法律が出たのを知っていて、何もかかわらず祈ったっていうんですね。
If we look at the last verse, just let's pay attention for a minute. Daniel knew that this law had been signed, but even though he still prayed.
Go with the flow?
Is this going with the flow?
もしくは playing by the ear?
Is this playing by ear?
ねえ、臨機応変にしたりどうしたらいいんでしょうか。でも彼はブレなかったんですね。
Daniel didn't waver and he didn't shake at all. He was determined. His direction was determined and set.
そしてダニエルは捕まってライオンの洞窟に投げ込まれて投げ込まれました。
So, because Daniel continued to pray to the living God, he was taken and he was thrown into a den of lions.
そして一晩そこで明かして彼はライオンに食べ殺されてしまいました。ではないんですよね。
Checking my Japanese here. So he was thrown into the den of lions and he was spent the night with them and he was eaten. Is that right? No, it's not right.
彼は生きていたんです。
He wasn't eaten by the lions.
王様は大層喜んでダニエルを洞窟から引き出すように命じた。
And the
ダニエルは引き出されたが、ダニエルは引き出されたが、その身に何の害も受けていなかった。民を信頼していたからである。
Then the king was exceedingly glad and commanded that Daniel be taken up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no kind of harm was found on him because he had trusted in his God. Amen.
彼は神様を信頼していたというんですね。
He trusted God in his God.
ダニエルのようにブレない人になりたいと思いますけれども。
Don't you want to be a person whose direction is set like Daniel?
本当に信頼することを私たちは学ぶ必要があると思います。
We need to learn to trust in the true and the living God.
私たちは手に負えないこととか自分の計画以外なところに直面することがあります。
A lot of times, we focus on the things that are before our eyes.
できるだけ自分の安全地帯を守りたいと思ったりします。
It's a natural thing for people to want to protect themselves from danger.
皆さんはどうですか？私はあまりアドベンチャラスではないんですよ。
Are you adventurous? I'm not really very adventurous if I think
about it. 歩く人たちは結構アドベンチャラスなんですけど。
The parkour athletes are really adventurous.
僕は何か安全。
But I think about my safety. Is this safe or not?
簡単とかね。
Is this easy or not?
聖書を読んでいくと、もし自分がいたら、あれこれと思う箇所はいくつもあります。
But if I read the Bible, there are so many passages that really make me think.
イエス様の言われたこの話の中で、このマルコの箇所を少し話そうと思ったら時間がないので飛ばしながら少し話そう。
I want to just focus right now on a passage in the Gospel of Mark, and Jesus was talking, but it's a little bit late, so I'm just going to summarize, but please read it later on at home.
イエス様がガリラ湖畔で人々を癒し始めます。
So, Jesus had begun to heal people in the area of Galilee.
目の見えない人、足の不自由な人がいっぱい寄ってきて、彼が癒すんです。
There were many people who need to be healed, people who couldn't see or people who couldn't walk.
男の人たちが4000人以上いたということです。
And it says that more than 4,000 people came to Jesus.
男の人ですから、もっと女性いたらもっといるんですけど。
And if you think about it, that was just 4,000 men. So if you count the women and the children, there would have been more people than even 4,000.
それが3日間続いたんですね。
And for 3 days they spent time with Jesus.
俺、弟子もイエス様も大変だったと思うんですね。
So if you think about it,Both Jesus and the disciples, it would have been a really difficult 3 days.
今年はセレブレーションラブが武道館でありますけども、これ想像しただけで大変だと思います。
If you think about the celebration of love, it's going to be in the Tokyo Budokan, and there will be many, many people. And to serve and to take care of that many people will take a lot of energy from the people who are serving.
僕がもし弟子だったら、もうイエス様早くこの集会を終えてみんな返しましょう。僕お腹空いたし疲れたって言ったら。
If I had been one of Jesus' disciples, I might have said, you know, let's just end this thing. I'm hungry. I'm tired. Enough is enough already.
もう眠たい。もう睡眠不足。もういい。
I'm exhausted. I haven't slept. Just please let's just finish up.
ところがこの聖書の箇所は。
But let's look at verse 2 of this passage.
イエス様は、群衆がかわいそうだ。もう3日間も私たちと一緒にいるのに食べ物がない。空腹のまま家に帰らせると途中で疲れ切ってしまうだろう。
Although the disciples were tired, Jesus said, I have compassion for the crowd, because they have been with me now for 3 days and have nothing to eat.If I send them away hungry to their homes, they will faint on the way. And some of them have come from a great distance.
皆さんありませんか?もう勝手に途中で倒れてもいいから帰ってくださいねと思うことありませんか?
Maybe I would think, it doesn't just send them home. They faint if they faint, it's okay. What would you do?
もう自己責任で来たんだから、もうどういいか任せます。
I would get to the point where all I could think about is myself.
ねえ、と思うようなことが。まあ、私はあったりします。
When you're really, really at the end and you're just exhausted, sometimes we can be really selfish.
でもイエス様の目は違うんですね。
But when we see people with Jesus' eyes, we see differently.
このままじゃ大変だ、かわいそうだとイエス様は思うんです。
Jesus had compassion on them.
私たちどう見ていますか?
How do you see other people?
もう遠くからいたらもうこのままじゃダメだ。で、弟子たちに言うんですね。ここでイエス様は、なんだ、パンはいくつあるかって言うんですね。
So, Jesus looks at people in a different way, and he says to the disciple, How many loaves of bread do you have?
子供たちを言ったら、多分1万人ぐらいの人たちにね、パンはいくつ、パンが1万人のパンはあるわけないわけですよ。あるわけがない。
So, think about the situation here. There's probably about 10,000 people, and Jesus asks,you know, probably 12 disciples, how many loaves of bread do you have? The question and the situation don't really match together
today.
Calculate it. How many loaves of bread would we need for 10,000 people? It's like a really absurd question that Jesus is asking here. So if Jesus had asked me, I just wouldn't even want to bother to answer. I would want to say, Jesus, why are you asking such a ridiculous question? But the disciples answer in a humble way, we have 7 loaves of bread.
自分が生き延びるために。ポケットの中に7つ持ってたんですね。
And maybe they were hiding them in the pocket because they wanted to eat the bread.
もう7つ、これ大切な。
They were really
へそくりみたいなんだ。
Taking this is delighted was they were taking care of the 7 loaves of bread. But Jesus, the disciples give the 7 loaves of bread to the disciples, and the disciples take it and break it. And Jesus says to them, what else do you have? And the disciples say, we have a few fish.
それも彼らは差し出して、弟子たちはイエス様にそれをまた感謝してそれを分かち合うっていうんです。
And the disciples give the fish as well to Jesus, and Jesus breaks the fish.
そしてそれがみんなで分けて食べたらですね、みんな満腹になって、そしてもう7カゴも溢れたっていうんです。
And Jesus gives thanks for the food, and then they pass it around to all those people, and everyone is satisfied. Their hunger is satisfied, and not only that, but they gather leftovers in the basket.
何倍も神様を祝福してくださったわけです。
God multiplied the food and multiplied the food until it was more than enough.
今回インスパイツはパルクールのことが神様がドアを開いてくださいました。
So the last few weeks, God was the one who really opened the door for Inspire Tour Japan.
世界のパルクールコミュニティと日本のパルクールコミュニティをつなげること。
So the parkour community, the international parkour community, and the Japanese parkour community joined hands.
日本の教会、クリスチャンとパルクールコミュニティをつなげること。
And the churches in Japan and many non-Christians joined hands.
それが私たちの祈りでもありました。
And that was our prayer and the answer to the prayers of many, many people.
7月にこのプロジェクトの話が出ました。
We actually started to plan the Inspire Tour Japan way back last year in April.
で、最初は 2,3 人でやろうっていうことだったんですね。
So at first in April, there were probably 2 or 3 people who were going to come.
まあ、そうなったら私たちでもなんとかなると思った。
So if we invited 2 or 3 people, probably we could have handled that.
でも。もう私たちの思うよりもどんどんどんどん大きくなっていくんですね。
But beyond any human imagination, God just multiplied and multiplied and made Inspire Tour Japan bigger and bigger.
途中、秋はバーバラさん体調も悪かったので何度ももうやめようかと思った。
So in the fall, maybe some of you remember, I was exhausted and really, really sick. I could hardly get out of bed. And there were so many times where we just thought, we just can't do this. You know, I'm just too sick. We can't do this.
でもですね、この世界のパルクール、日本のパルクールとかクリスチャンをつなげることが、まあ私たちにこう何か与えられた。
But this was really a gift from God and a door that God Himself opened. So we just prayed and half as with our eyes closed and we just followed as God led. And there were so many times when we, after we heard, well, the number of people kept changing, but 22 people coming, that is impossible.
日本の年末年始に行くなんて無理。
22 foreign people coming to Japan during Japanese New Year's time, that is impossible.
冬だし、雪が降るし、外のパルクールなんて無理。
Winter time in Japan, it might snow, it might be cold, things might freeze. Doing parkour outside, impossible.
日本の教会の人でパルクールなんて知ってる人もいないから無理。
Working with Japanese churches who happen to be like really, really traditional and like just looking like this, impossible.
お金もないのに無理。
And we have.No money. Impossible.
他にもですね、彼らはパルクールのイメージがあるので、いろいろ 常識的にできないことっていうか危険な常識的じゃないことをしようというんですね。
So this needs to be explained a little bit, but hardcore athletes quote common sense and normal people's common sense is really, really different.
ですから、それはしないこととか、それは日本ではしないとか、何かですね、すべて説明しなきゃいけないんですよね。
So, you can't do that kind of thing. Or, in Japan, we can't do that kind of thing. Every single one of them needed to be explained in a lot of detail.
ですから、まあ、下手したら、信号があったら左に右回って、とにかく細かいって言ったら、何だろう、もうね、何でしょう。
Think about climbing a tall building, you know?
何だろう。ですから、ちょっと、まあ、常識が違うわけですよ。
Beyond all imagination, their common sense is in a different place.
でも彼、私たちは自由な人間として作られているわけです、
ね。But we are born as free people, aren't we?
でも私が彼らに言うのは、それはダメ、これはダメとか、それは不可能っていう言葉ばっかりでした。
So, but, like, parkour athletes in Japan have parkour athlete common sense. But parkour athletes from overseas have a different parkour common sense. And so every single thing needed to be explained.
ですから、でもこの2週間を通してまだ僕紹介してないんですけど、そのまあ何かな、自分のバウンダリーっていうか自分の壁というか少しこう、まあ、チャレンジを受けてます。
So I needed to really think about where the boundaries should be.
だけど今なんていうかな、もう本当に自分がなんていうかな、頑固になってるかなと思うところ、これが伝統だとかこれが常識だって言って何か。本当に見えてない部分があるのかと思わせるところもありました。
But I realized it shouldn't be my own selfishness, or it shouldn't be just my own hard thinking, but it really needed to be led by God.
それはできないとか、それはダメだとかいうのは一体何を根拠に私たちは考えるのかと思うことがあります。
So I really needed to examine my own thinking and really think, is this really just me, or is this something that I really say you can't do?
最初にエベレストを登ったヒラリーさんに人が、なんであなたはエベレストに登るんですかって聞けましたね。
So,
有名な話です。
It's a very famous story, but if you might know it, the first person who climbed Mount Everest was asked, why did you climb Mount Everest?
答えは何でしたか?
Do you know what the answer was?
そこに山があるから。
And everybody knows the answer because it's there.
この写真見てください。
Please look at this picture.
これ覚えてますか？これは。
Do you remember this moment?
Chris, can you explain this? You were here?
I was there.
Yeah. Yeah. Hi, Chris, can you do that?
So, me and Daniel and a few of the other guys were doing this jump from the.
こっからここに飛んでるんですね。
Yeah, we're doing a jump from one of the towers.
はい。この上からここに飛んでるんですね。
The beams.
そう、見た人が、ダニオとかクリスが飛んでいて、で、他の人がその彼たちを飛んでいるのを見ました。
で、実はこれ僕外から見ててですね、向こうから見てて、ずっと思って見てました。
He was a little nervous.
この飛んでるのは CC っていう女の子です。
So the person who is jumping here is well, she's more of a photographer, but she also does parkour. Her name is CC.
CC がですね、もう飛ぶ前に怖いながら、怖いながら。
She was standing on this part, on the netting part, and just like gathering her courage and her strength. She was standing at the end for rather a long time.
アーチの上で男の人がこうやってただ待ってるんです、ね。
And there were people on this part, the cement part, who were waiting for her, and also people on the ground who were just in case she fell.
下では落ちたら抱きかかれるようにダニーかなんかこうやって待ってる、ね。
So where there were people around in very, you know, with cooperation, many people were there to protect her in case something went wrong.
多分ユータローが寝転んで写真撮った
と思う。And Yutaro was like on the ground, lying on the ground who's taking the picture.
これをするには勇気が必要ですね。
In order to make this kind of jump, you really need amazing courage.
私たち日々いろんなチャレンジがあるんですけど、ひょっとしたらちょっとした勇気が必要なのかもしれません。
All of us have challenges that we face in our everyday life, and all of us need courage at certain times in our life.
ここでは助ける人、守る人、いろんな人がいますけれども。
And here there are people who are helping her, and there are people who are protecting her.
でも私たちが本当に信仰のジャンプをしたときに、神様は喜んでくださると思うんです。
But when we make a jump of faith,God Himself rejoices.
目の前のそこに私たちがジャンプするときには、神様の声を聞いてジャンプするときには勇気が必要です。
When we hear the voice of God, and when God says, jump, we need courage.
でも私たちは一人じゃなくて、手を差し伸べている人も、守ってくる人も、祈ってくる人もいるんですね。
But we need to remember that we're not alone. Of course, God is protecting us, but there are also our brothers and sisters who are helping us, who are cooperating with us, and who are protecting us.
本当に何もしなくて安心のところにいたい私たちですけれども、神様は私たちにいつもチャレンジを与えてくださいます。
Perhaps it's the generalnature of most people to choose what is safe.
でも私たちは神様を聞いてそれぞれの道で信仰のジャンプをしましょう。
But if God is the one who calls, God will be faithful to get us where He tells us to jump to. Let's take that jump of faith.
もう僕も言っても言ってしまいますけど、不可能だとか無理だってこといっぱいまだ言いそうなんですけど、本当にそれが見つこならばさせていただきたいと思います。
I'm speaking to myself, but also speaking to all of you. There are so many things that we think that's impossible, but with God,
ダニエルは獅子のライオンの中にいられる知っていてでも祈ったんですね。
Daniel prayed, even though he was put in a den of lions.
で私たちは7つの魚パンと少しの魚の一番にをそれ十分じゃないのは分かっていてもそれを分かち合ったんです。
The disciples knew that these few loaves of bread and these few pieces of fish wouldn't feed more than 10,000 people. But they still gave it to Jesus.
私たちは皆さんは本当に自分の持っているものはちっちゃくて意味がないと思うかもしれませんけれども。
Maybe what you're holding in your hand seems like aIt is of no significance.
でもそれを私たちにされたときに神様はそれを用いてくださって必要な人に本当に届けられるんです。
But if you take what's in your hand and you'll give it to Jesus, He will multiply it and make it to be more than enough.
私の励ましの言葉や愛の行いや祈りが必要な人たちがいるんですね。
There are so many people who need to be loved.There are so many people who need to be loved, supported, and encouraged.
神様のチャレンジを受けて信仰の一歩を踏み出しましょう。
Let's take the challenge that God is speaking to us this morning, and let's take that first step.
今からまた賛美をしますけれども、その中に本当にもう一度神様の声を聞けるように祈りながら賛美をしたいと思います。
We're going to finish with some more praise and worship, but as we're praising and worshiping, let's listen and hear the voice of God. And what is God saying to you? Not to the person next to you. What is God saying to you personally this morning?
信仰の一歩。この写真の CC が飛んだようですね。私たちもそれが10センチかもしれないけど飛びましょう。
If we see just as CC is just making that jump, maybe the jump that God is telling you to make is just a little bitty small jump right on the ground of like 10 centimeters. That's fine. Just let's obey what God is telling each one of us to do.
Okay.
Thank you. waiting for Susan, and he told me to come. Let's close our eyes and let's just quiet our hearts to listen to God.
I can't.